Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
This is unusual. Mark is here instead of the usual Friday night co-hosts of Allie and Tally. Allie has a job kind of training thing. She's going to be starting a new job as a cigarette, I don't know what the exact name is, promoter?
She's a pusher.
Salesperson?
She's a pusher.
It sounds very interesting. Basically, you know, they hire pretty girls to sell cigarettes to stores, like to go into corner stores and things like that and push products. So very interesting. That's where she is tonight. She'll be returning tomorrow. And, Mark, you also wanted to be in to be able to talk to our special guest that we have to start the show out with tonight. And there's been some buzz about his new website. We've actually had him on as a guest co-host in the past.
Very, very rare. Jeffrey Tucker has actually sat in and hosted the show. My God, it was so awesome.
There aren't too many guests who can handle co-hosting duties, but Jeffrey Tucker, you proved yourself as the talk radio host caliber. So welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, and I'm glad to know. I mean, this is a very good time, because if I flop in every other area of life, that I can just ascend the ladder and maybe take over one of your jobs, you know?
That is basically the description of most talk radio hosts, is that they have failed at doing absolutely anything else, and so they've been relegated to pressing buttons and talking into microphones.
Yeah, I wouldn't say relegated. I think what you've done, I mean, how long has your show been around, by the way?
About 11 years.
Over a decade.
Look, you want to talk about forward thinking, you know, your progress, you know, anticipating the future. You have done that.
Well, when you're ready for the pay cut, let us know.
All right. So, Jeffrey Tucker, welcome back to Free Talk Live. And our listeners who know you obviously are familiar with your voice. Very, I'm sure, right off the bat. But who, you know, what a little bit? Give me a little history on Jeffrey Tucker for somebody who's brand new to the show.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I've been sort of groovy to the liberty issue for some years, and I can't somehow shake it. I keep trying, but then, you know, the whole issue of freedom, you know, keeps coming back to me. And I was, you know, involved in technology and writing for years. I've written, I guess, 5 books now. I have a new book coming out. It's 700 pages, which I just can't even believe. You know, I put the whole thing together, and I was shocked, you know, when the typesetters came back to me and said it's 700 pages. I thought, okay, 300 more, and I've got human action. I mean, it's a little bit of a joke, actually, because I don't write anything like, you know, the great masters of old. I tend to write about seemingly trivial issues, actually, which intrigue me, because I can't shake them. I, you know, walk around just being in love with human liberty and the spontaneous order and the capacity of a free people to organize themselves, and I'm constantly amazed that anybody would think otherwise, so I can't sort of shut up about the topic.
And you're a big book guy, too. Yeah. I mean, you're involved over at Laissez-Faire Books still, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And which is a fun kind of job, because I get to, you know, I'm reading all the time. And, you know, it's a great thing to sit down with large books and read them. And, you know, I get enraptured with every new book I read. And, you know, I quite often, again, fall in love with the topic of human liberty. I mean, it seems to be the theme of my life, more or less. And that's why I started this new company, Liberty.me. I mean, it seems like the time, it seems like the thing, and I'm ready to go for it.
Okay, so Liberty.me, what is it? I mean, I went to the website today, actually, and after having seen some things pop up on Facebook, I went and I checked it out. There's not much to see at the moment. It hasn't actually launched, so it's hard for me to really get an idea. I mean, I watched the intro video, but it's hard for me to really get a grasp on it.
No, it's really too that's a funny thing to say. I mean, the thing has been brewing in my head for many years, and then this last spring I began to think about it. Essentially, I became enraptured with the prospect of sort of creating a piece of digital real estate on a commercial basis that would serve as a publishing platform and a communicative technology for liberty lovers all over the world to kind of get together and crowdsource ideas. And And, you know, I was a little bit frustrated seeing so many liberty-minded people start their own websites and spend a lot of money and spend a lot of time doing this and then not be able to get the traffic and attention, and they're sort of pinging their Facebook friends and desperate to get their ideas out there. And I thought, you know, we need some kind of broadcasting system to change that, to get our ideas out into the world. And I guess my experience in technology and building, you know, many sort of, you know, what turned out to be fairly high-powered websites led me to believe that I was the one to kind of step out and make this possible. So it's a publishing platform, it's a social network, and it's also a content delivery system. You know, I have to also add that, you know, as I think back in my own intellectual trajectory, my invitation that I got, I think now 2 years ago, to go to New Hampshire was a kind of turning point in my life. I mean, to hang around you guys and see what was going on in New Hampshire really, really affected me in some way. I mean, I stood there for like a week, you know, or I guess 4 days or whatever at the Liberty Forum with my mouth open, because I thought, look, these are people who are taking liberty seriously, not just as an idea that you hold and that you study and you sort of think about all the time, or maybe just curse government, you know, at a distance and hope that it changes for you, but actually taking real steps in your own life to make yourself freer and to not wait for the government to change, but rather to step out there and try to achieve the thing we're talking about. It was a kind of a turning point. I mean, I realized I've been thinking along these lines for about 5 or 6 years. I mean, you know, my book Bourbon for Breakfast is all these practical tips for getting around government and that sort of thing. But putting it into a larger life agenda had not yet happened to me until I went to the Free State. And
it's interesting.
I saw what was going on. Yeah, no, it changed. It was a kind of a turning point for me. So in many ways, I look back at that moment and think, well, that was the birth of Liberty.me, because there's a philosophy. This is not just a technology, which it is. I mean, I'm throwing everything I know at this. But there's a philosophy here that essentially says, look, the government doesn't care what we think, essentially, and we're not really living in a democracy. We've got to find some way to make these ideas effective in our own lives, and we can do that if we're smart and we're creative. And in that time, I've seen, I mean, I learned so much at that conference, and I came back again last year, and I'm coming back this next year.
Yes, that's right.
Right. And I see these people that are struggling with this issue. This is a difficult problem, but, you know, nobody ever said freedom was going to be easy. You know, it's not like there's an easy blueprint any more than, you know, when people moved west in the 19th century, there wasn't like a rule book that said, well, here's what you do when you get to North Dakota, you know.
It's absolutely the frontier. I mean, the right. Liberty movement in New Hampshire is liberty in, you know, being put into action as opposed to just a bunch of books, which the Liberty movement's been very good about making books over the years. And gosh, yeah. Those books are important, no doubt about it. But now it's time for the next step.
Yeah,
I'm really excited by that.
The next step is, I think you said exactly the right word. I mean, we've been doing theory for about 50 years, I would estimate. And that's an essential stage, but that stage is now very mature, and it's not ever complete, but it's done in a way. So now we need to move on to stage two. And I mean, you're way ahead of things in this sense, and I was a little bit behind the curve with the Free State Project. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what it was about. So when I got there, I got educated myself, and I swore I would never again be behind the curve. So I want to be ahead of the curve, and I want to be on the cutting edge. And that's what I believe this digital space I'm creating is all about. It's about being ahead of the curve.
So as a publishing platform, this sounds very interesting to me, because there's got to be a legion of blogs out there that liberty-type folks have started to put their ideas. And see, these people may be the next Murray Rothbard for all we know. I mean,
right.
These people are,
that's right.
You know, they've got an interesting idea. Even if they don't have a dozen great ideas, they have one great idea. And that idea doesn't get out because there's no marketing for the blogs, and the internet's got you know, a trillion pages, and you can't see them all. So I think it's interesting. How is Liberty.me going to get people to
that's the whole idea.
Well, actually, hold on to that thought, Jeffrey, because you can stick with us for a little bit here, right? Because I want to dig a little bit deeper into this. Liberty.me is the new website. Going to bring Jeffrey Tucker back here in moments, and he might just be willing to take your calls as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Although right now our special guest on the line is Jeffrey Tucker, so if you're calling in, it would have to be in relationship to him. But if you want to get on with something else, we'll be back to normal show where we don't have a guest here in a little bit. So what we're talking with Jeffrey about is Liberty.me. It's a new website that, well, actually hasn't been launched yet. They are working on an Indiegogo campaign, fundraising towards the launch of the site, which, as he says, is going to be a social network publishing platform and CMS content management system for Liberty people. And it sounds very intriguing, and Jeffrey Tucker is an eminently likable character. We've had him on the show a number of times as actually a co-host in the past from events like the Liberty Forum. He's going to be attending the Liberty Forum coming up here in February. Now, it's the 20th through the 23rd at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Jeffrey Tucker, I'm going to bring him back in here from Skype. Are you with us, Jeffrey?
Yes, and what can we do to promote the Liberty Forum? I want to help because everybody should be attending this great event.
How many have you been to now?
Well, this will be my third, and like I said, my first one was like a revelation. I mean, you said something very interesting in the last segment. You said that we need to have platforms to discover the next Murray Rothbard, and I agree with that. We need to if the next Murray Rothbard is out there, but I think a more fundamental point is that we don't need the next Murray Rothbard as an individual. What we need to recognize is the Murray Rothbard in all of us,
yeah.
You know? I mean, we all have insights, and we need to sort of bring them to the table, And that's in many ways what I found at the Liberty Forum when I first went. I thought, oh my God, here's all these amazing experts on all these sort of small areas, but they're really detailed and everybody's working really hard to achieve liberty in their own lives. And they're coming here to share their ideas and everybody's sitting around learning from them and feeling inspired by their dedication. It's a brilliant thing to experience because it gets you out of the despair. You know, a lot of times libertarians, you know, they discover these ideas and they think, wow, society would be much better if it were free. And I'm hip to that. But then people don't know what to do,
right.
You know, after that point. And what I found at Liberty Forum was quite remarkable because you have this gigantic community of people who have already thought about this a lot.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that, Jeffrey, because there have been libertarian conferences long before the Liberty Forum ever existed, and I'm sure you've been to your share of them, so that the Liberty Forum was so significantly different to you that, as you said, was actually the starting point for this new project you're doing is pretty significant statement.
Yeah, no, it really was because people there are really, you know, the only thing I compare it to, I already mentioned this, something about the frontier, but you know, in the 19th century when people moved west, they didn't know what they were getting into. And what they found was not a land of riches and gold and opportunity, you know, that was just immediately there for the taking. What they found was gigantic barriers. You know, they found terrible weather, grueling cold, there weren't any houses, there were locust storms that ate their crops, I mean, there was disease, there was, you know, terrible things everywhere. And what they decided was, look, freedom is actually more it's too important to just, you know, go back northeast. I don't want to go back home where things were oppressive. I want to be free in a free land. So we have to take on these barriers and overcome them, right? That's the way that people dealt with the problem in the 19th century. In the 21st century, we have to do the same thing. I mean, we want freedom, but there are barriers all around us. Okay, so it's not locust storms and weather. It's like bureaucracies and politics. Okay, so, but we have to approach it with the same degree of courage and creativity and innovation. And I think we can do it because human beings are always smarter than governments, actually. But we're going to have to put our minds to it. And that's what I see happening at the Free State Project.
And the Free State Project is social networking is big. If you're not on Facebook, for instance, you're just shut out of a lot of the things that are going on.
That's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that it's that way. And, you know, libertarians have bemoaned, some libertarians, I'm one of them, have to some extent bemoaned, while I like using Facebook for its usefulness,
right.
I also dislike being on it because there's just so much junk there. And it's,
well, it's a little bit funny. Facebook is funny because it's free, but after a while you're using it and you kind of feel a little bit like a subject in a sense, because, you know, you're providing free content for a corporation to get ad click-throughs, and they can do with your content what they want, and you can't always reach all the people you want to reach. And there's not a direct consumer-producer relationship, you know, and that's why we're starting to see the growing decentralization of social networking. So that, you know, if you have a Cocker Spaniel, you can go to a Cocker Spaniel social network, join and hang around with people who love this particular kind of dog.
So what I want to know, Jeffrey, and I want you to answer it in a moment, but I want to give the listeners a little bit of information on how they can join us at the Liberty Forum first. But what I want to know, and you can tell me in a moment, is, you know, how will Liberty.me be different from Facebook? Because obviously that's a huge company to compete with in the area of social networking. So hold that thought on that answer.
Yep.
And listeners who would like to join us at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, this is, I don't know which one this is. There have been a lot of Liberty Forums, what, 8 or something like that? We've been to every one of them, and we broadcast live, so we will be doing that again. So you get to see Free Talk Live, and I did confirm that Cody O'Connor is going to be broadcasting his show off the air live from the event, as well as Allie, our normal Friday night co-host, she'll be doing ALP from the event. So there'll be several LRN.FM programs broadcast from the Liberty Forum, and all kinds of great speakers. Jeffrey, you're speaking. Naomi Wolf will be there. Jim Bovard, Free State Project founder Jason Sorens, who's one of the newest movers, actually, to New Hampshire. He's going to be speaking. NHLibertyForum.com. The early bird ticket prices are in effect right now. NHLibertyForum.com. It's February 20th through the 23rd. Mark your calendar. Start making your plans. This is, apparently, it's a life-changing event for some people, Jeffrey Tucker included, and it's just an incredible experience to be around hundreds of other people who love liberty and who many of them have already taken the steps to make the move to New Hampshire. Others are considering that process. They're coming up. They're checking out New Hampshire. They want to explore the community, you know, see what it's like to be here when it's really cold. This is the dead of winter, basically. Actually, it may end up being warmer in late February than it is in New Hampshire right now. It's about zero at the moment here. So please join us at nhlibertyforum.com. Go get registered tonight. So, Jeffrey, you know, this is a big challenge that you're taking on here. Liberty.me is your new website. Yeah. It hasn't yet launched. I want to get an idea of, from you of when that's going to happen. But how are you going to compete with Facebook? I mean, they've got a big head start.
Yeah. I'm not interested in competing with Facebook. I want to, you know, anybody who goes against the existing technology is a loser. I want to build on top. I want to add value to Facebook. So we're integrated with Facebook completely, but we're specializing, you know. So, like Facebook is kind of you have to fit into somebody else's scheme for what you're supposed to say and what you're supposed to do. I don't want to be that way. I feel like users should be totally in control of their data, totally in control of the publishing platform and talk about stuff that you actually care about. I mean, you know, which is not pictures of cats, although if people want to post pictures of cats on Liberty.me, it's fine with me. But, I mean, essentially, this is a focused community, and we're focused on what I think is the most important thing in the world, which is human liberty. And it just seems to me that this deserves its own special digital city, its own space in the cloud. I think the moment has arrived, and there's three reasons for this. One is philosophically, I feel like I understand more what we need to do. Second one is technologically, we can do it now. And thirdly, I think historically, we're at that moment to take that big new step forward.
All right, we're going to come back with more. Jeffrey Tucker is with us here. And where are you tonight, by the way, Jeffrey?
I'm hanging out in Auburn, Alabama.
All right, well, stand by. We'll come back with more in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and this is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you've got bitcoins and you want to throw something in the Free Talk Live tip jar, you can do that over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, speaking of Bitcoin, happy birthday, Bitcoin, 5 years from its release. It's exciting to have this technology. It's taken off from 10,000 bitcoins for a pair of pizzas on up to, I think it's pretty close to $900 per bitcoin at Mt. Gox right now.
Yeah, it's had a nice last few days.
Yep, indeed. So if you want to get some bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. They make it very easy for you to get bitcoins. It's safe and fast and completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. They're trying to be the number one place where you can get bitcoins, and I think they're pretty close to that now.
Only place I know of where you can go and buy bitcoins with cash.
You could do it with an exchange. But yeah, the only one you can do with cash and sort of anonymously without having to give a whole bunch of information.
Yeah.
So cashintocoins.com, orders under $40 carry no fee. You've got to have a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with share branching in your town to make this work, or where that you're willing to go to. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, let's go back to Jeffrey Tucker calling us from, actually he's on Skype, so he sounds very, very good. So calling from Auburn, Alabama, and preparing to launch a new website, liberty.me. I have to say, Jeffrey, I'm intrigued. I'm interested to see how this plays out, what it is that this is going to be like to use. That experience, I wasn't able to get it because it hasn't launched yet. So when is the launch date? Is there a launch date at this point?
Yeah, if I could just back up one quick second. You're talking about Bitcoin a second ago.
Please.
You know, it was at the Liberty Forum I first learned about Bitcoin, actually.
Of course.
I mean, if I could just, you know, illustrate the point here, you know, it's a question of, you know, whether we're just going to think about Liberty to actually do it. It was at the Liberty Forum that I was first introduced to Bitcoin, and it changed my life in many ways. After that, I fell in love, not just with the digital the cryptocurrency, but with the prospect that if we really work hard, we can come up with ideas to reinvent the world. And that's the philosophy behind Liberty.me. So I couldn't shake the idea of this digital space, of this, because I imagined a publishing platform, a social network, a fully integrated, infinitely scalable digital city, with the idea of Liberty back in spring, and I began to kind of map it out. I shopped it around to investors all summer long and came up dry. And then just right at the end of the summer, I found some angels who were behind me and ready to go. And basically September 1st, we started putting together the pieces, and we've been working ever since. So we're working like crazy. And I'm thinking, my angels are always get upset with me when I give specific dates, but I'm almost certain that we're going to have launched by March 1st. I mean, but
so the Liberty Forum, of course, happening about a week before March 1st. It'd be interesting to see if there was maybe a preview available for the Liberty Forum. It'd be nice.
Well, you know, you can look at the Indiegogo campaign right now and see some templates we've laid out. I mean, I'm very fussy about this stuff because, you know, I've built a lot of websites and I don't like anything I don't like. And I wanted to fall in love with any templates I saw. So when I, like, of course we have a forum just like you have one on your own website, but I really didn't want the forum to be Forum-y. I didn't want it to be, you know, forbidding or difficult to get into. I wanted it to be effervescent and friendly and more like a real community, sort of like what you put together at the Liberty Forum every year. I mean, just like a physical environment where you feel welcome and free to speak and feel a little bit reckless in conversation. And so, you know, I hired what I thought were the best graphics designers, and they just blew me away. But you can imagine what it's like, because I'm talking about, you know, a gigantic space, and converting, you know, ideas into CSS and HTML is quite...
Oh, I do know what it's like. I mean, having been involved in basically Free Talk Live's website, which underwent a major changeover a few years ago, to some extent it's a bit of a nightmare. I mean, even if you do have competent designers, there's always things that go wrong, and it takes longer than you expected. Which,
but I love it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, this is. I mean, I've been out of, you know, basically code building and website work for a couple of years, and this is what excited me actually when the spring when I began to imagine this, because there were things back when I built Mises.org that I wanted to do that I couldn't do because they were too expensive. You know, there were software packages that were in six figures and stuff like that, and when I went into commercial life with Laissez-Faire Books, I was mainly a content provider and kind of got out of the web code building space. And so when I dipped back into it in the spring of this year, it blew me away just how much progress we had made in just that space of time. And suddenly things I only dreamed about in the past were suddenly available. And basically my attitude was, holy, you know, blank. we need to employ these tools now. For our great cause. I mean, we desperately need these. And so I didn't see other people kind of stepping out there into the bleeding edge like that. And that's what I wanted to do. So I mean, you can imagine from my point of view, I'm kind of weirdly living the dream in a way, because I mean, I'm part of this crazy startup culture. We work 24/7. Every minute, there's one of my employees is on a Skype call or Google Hangout with somebody around the world. It was a sleepless night. It's just been crazy and wild and fun. I mean, we have some sense that we're on the cusp of something great. And so far, the Indiegogo campaign has been very encouraging to me. I mean, we've basically 2/3 of the way through our goal, and we're not even halfway through our term that we set for the fundraising.
So Jeffrey, you mentioned just as a quick question, yeah. You mentioned Bitcoin. It was another life-changing occurrence that happened at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So obviously it sounds to me like Liberty.me is going to have some level of subscription component to it. Will you be accepting Bitcoin?
Oh, of course. I mean, not just accepting Bitcoin. I mean, it's totally integrated into the very core of the site.
Great.
There's absolutely no question about that.
It seemed like a given, but I had to ask. I mean, just make
sense. It's funny. The Indiegogo website doesn't accept Bitcoins. We have a hack at the site where you can go about 2/3 of the way down and send Bitcoin to a certain address and then email us, those particulars. And, we're at the early stages of a new world monetary system, essentially. So there's lots of hacks that have to take place. But at Liberty.me, I have employed some of the top Bitcoin developers in the world that are working on doing some new cool things, not just accepting Bitcoin, but really integrating peer-to-peer cryptographic solutions in every area of the site, from messaging to chat to smart contracts and everything else.
You have brought on some heavy hitters here on this site. I mean, just going down the list of people that you've already, I guess, employed to write for the site or at least have some sort of content maybe at launch. You've got folks like our very own Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, Glenn Jacobs, who is literally larger than anyone I've ever seen and also has a brilliant mind to match the size of his body. There's also great folks like Stefan Kinsella, Stefan Molyneux. I mean, these are big names. Jack Spirko from the Survival Podcast.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I met him in Dallas. Look, my view on this whole thing is that I just want the most talented people, and I want them from every sector, every area of the liberty-minded movement to come together and do the thing we care about the most. So get beyond factionalism, which I don't care a flippin' thing about. And people have wrote me, actually, it's pretty interesting because, any so-called movement is going to be, replete with factions and that sort of thing. And people have written me trying to figure out, where does Liberty.me, position itself in the scheme of the libertarian world? And my answer is, we don't position ourselves. I mean, we're basically for liberty. I don't really care who it is or what they're doing. If somebody's got a good idea, I want it shared. So we're being very broad based. And I mean, I myself, somebody asked me this, well, how can we expect an extremist Rothbardian anarchist like you to somehow head this broad-minded space of human liberty? And my only answer to that is that that I don't believe that I know everything, and I'm launching this
I'm pretty certain I don't know everything. Stand by though, Jeffrey. We're going to bring you back. One more segment remains. Jeffrey is with us. Jeffrey Tucker.
Start warming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. Plus, the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. Privacy matters, and it certainly matters to Pro XPN. That's their job. It's their job to protect you on the internet from, right now, your internet service providers, the first group of people that is able to watch everything you do. Whatever websites you visit, whatever search terms you enter, they're probably logging it for at least 6 months, some cases as long as 5 years at your internet service provider. Now, you don't have to switch ISPs to protect yourself. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You download their app. They've got it for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android. There's also instructions to get ProXPN working on Linux. Not very difficult to do this. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. You get started with ProXPN, you're immediately protected. Your ISP will no longer have any idea what you're doing online because ProXPN is an encrypted global virtual private network, meaning that everything you do will be encrypted till it gets to ProXPN servers where it's then sent out to the rest of the internet. So essentially, your ISP is just a pass-along through to ProXPN servers, of which you may choose. If you've got the ProXPN premium account, you get to choose which server around the world that you use, and that way it'll look like, to all the websites you're visiting, that you're coming from that location. So protect your location from the rest of the internet knowing. And if you're using it on your laptop or your smartphone, whatever other internet connections you're using, whether it's your friend's house or some questionable connection at a bar or something like that, nobody will know what you're doing on their internet connection if you're using ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to get 20% off the price of the premium account. And again, that's unlimited bandwidth on the premium account. Use code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of that account. That brings your price down to about $5 a month if you buy their annual plan. And if you want to save even more, use bitcoins to pay over at proxpn.com/FTL. You'll save 33% that way. proxpn.com/FTL. By the way, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose, but more of your privacy. So again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Code is FTL20. Jeffrey Tucker with us here. We're talking about his new project, Liberty.me. It has yet to launch, expected maybe within the next couple months. Hopefully, it's one of those things that's in development and you're actually actively fundraising. There's a link over at Liberty.me for folks to help out with that. And of course, as is typical with these online fundraisers, there's all kinds of bonuses. I mean, like, if you give enough money, you can even get Jeffrey Tucker's bow tie that he's going to be designing.
It's I should be clear about this. You know, it's a very interesting thing what's happened with the World Wide Web and these kind of pre-capitalization programs. So you can go to the Indiegogo campaign and sign up now at a cheaper rate than you'll get later. So it's, and also get sort of weird goodies like, you know, Liberty.me, bow ties and martini glasses and shot glasses and things like that. The purpose here is just to slightly take the edge off, because we are spending, you know, our burn rate, it's so-called, is extremely high. We've been burning since, you know, September to create this web space. So this sort of pre-subscription program we have going on at Indiegogo just buys me a little more time to make something even more spectacular. That's all it's about. And, you know, again, thank you, Market, for making such services available.
Now, how do you go about pricing something like a subscription to Liberty.me? It's difficult. Subscriptions are really difficult as far as putting
they
a price
on. They are really difficult, and they're difficult to accomplish in the world of the web. But, you know, the public spaces of the web, I found myself, you know, both grateful for them, free services, and also frustrated by them because, you know, they're seemingly free, but they're not really. I mean,
right.
Basically,
what they say about Facebook is that if you're not the customer, you're the product.
Yeah, that's a very interesting way to look at it. Yeah, and I think that's right. I really want to look. I mean, you know, our pricing scheme. I bought a can of nuts the other day at CVS. It was a can of cashews, and it basically it cost about what we're asking for per month. You know, so it's not that expensive. You know, in the end, but it provides a little bit of a filter so people who are serious can get in, and we exclude trolls and jerks.
That's a good point. It's not as likely that a troll, you'd have to be a pretty dedicated troll to want to pay a subscription fee to come in and mess around on a private website. So that's an interesting approach. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got a call come in here for you, Jeffrey. It's John in Nevada on with Jeffrey Tucker. Hello, John.
Hi. Jeffrey, the other day I heard an interview where you characterized Rand Paul as a principal statesman, and I wonder how you can with Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney for president.
Yes, good call, John. I appreciate it.
Well, that's right. I mean, God, you know, you got me there. Actually, what I said was that we need principled statesmen, probably, that there's a role for them.
That would be nice. Where can we find one?
Yeah, right, exactly. And my sympathies are with Rand because I feel, and I might be wrong, but I feel like his heart is in the right place. I'm not sure he's going about things the right way. I think he's a serious politician, by which I don't mean that as a compliment, actually. but on the other hand, you know, and I don't feel a draw to politics. I mean, like, I got to tell you, I have not been involved in politics or paid much attention to it since I first, like an idiot as an undergraduate, briefly got involved in Reagan's campaign or something like that. So I'm not really interested in politics, but I talked about Rand the other day, mainly because I know him as a friend, and I'm impressed at some aspects of what he's done. Now, that's not to say that I defend everything he's done. You know, I have people call me up and go, well, how can you defend sanctions against Iran? Or something like that. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. You know,
because you don't pay attention, right?
No, right. I mean, I've variously listened to when he makes the news. You know, when he's doing something spectacular like protesting against drones or whatever. I'm impressed by that. I think there's part of him that's this kind of impressive, more impressive than Reagan, probably more impressive than Goldwater or Taft, actually. So,
what do you mean?
So I would say
better than Goldwater, yeah. Better than Reagan, better than Taft. What do you mean when you say that?
I mean that I've read his books, and I think he's better on foreign policy. I think he's better on civil liberties. I mean, he's not, it doesn't seem to be against the drug war, but I mean, you know, he seems like he's got some good impulses in a good direction. And, you know, I'm uncomfortable about this topic. It's very interesting to me because I don't give a flying flip about it, actually. You know, I don't care about politics. It's not what I care about. But I'm very aware, however, that there are many people who do. And I do think that Rand Paul is a kind of a sign of the times. I mean, the fact that a person with his views would be ascending the heights within the Republican Party suggests to me a kind of cultural social change. That doesn't mean that he is an agent of change. I just think that he's a symptom of an underlying a kind of cultural social change that's already taking place. I don't think that Rand himself even believes that he's going to somehow bring freedom to the American people. And
the dumb button on that one there, Jeffrey.
Sorry, yeah.
And
yeah, sorry
normally
about
people
that.
Get hung up on for that, but we're going to give you a pass.
Yeah, no, sorry about that. But I at the same time, I think that politics draws some people, and it's not my thing, but among those for whom it's important, I decided to weigh on this question.
Well, you know, I appreciate the really lengthy answer to the question there. I tend to share some of your views. I mean, when Rand Paul gets it right, he deserves to be praised for getting
it
right. And when he gets it wrong, well, he sure gets it wrong. I mean,
I appreciate your brevity. I wish I could have said it that way.
I find Rand and Gary Johnson to be some of my favorite politicians. But when I say politicians, you could just substitute things like stinging insects, right? Like, so, you know, I mean, to like a politician is difficult for me to do. Mm. However, these are my favorite stinging insects.
There you go. So, Jeffrey, we're looking forward to seeing you here in just a matter of weeks at this point at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be so many great people there, and you are amongst them. I'm sure we'll be able to twist your arm into doing some more Free Talk Live with us at that time.
Wait, I'm just so excited. I mean, there's something about being among these very forward thinkers who have seen. Look, you've been around for 11 years. I mean, that's progress. That's progressive. That's entrepreneurship. That's intellectual entrepreneurship. There's something about being embedded in that heart of, you know, the most revolutionary, most progressive thinking elements of the liberty movement. That is so encouraging, so thrilling.
Yeah,
so
and it's only for a weekend. And if you can, you know, get that level of vigor out of it, and the experience is so wonderful, imagine what it's like to actually live around these people and then have not only that, but have more of them coming in month after month after month, as we do here with the Free State Project. We'll see you in a few weeks. Jeffrey Tucker, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you for having me. Have me back. Okay, thanks.
Very good, sir. Good night. Bye-bye. Again, I'm looking forward to seeing the website, liberty.me. It's kind of in the tease phase at the moment here. And
you can get a cheaper subscription now.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero, plus X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.